What authority? The Jewish temple was the center of religious life and rules for the Israelites until the Romans destroyed it in about 70 CE. The chief priests, scribes, and elders were considered the overall authority on all religious matters. In theory, they took that authority from the laws of Moses and were very proud of their spiritual purity. Then Jesus came. Jesus taught the simple truths of God and had little patience for phony religion. When he spoke, it was with absolute authority. The Jewish leaders wanted strict obedience to the traditions they had established around the laws God gave through Moses and the prophets. Therefore, they believed that they were righteous because they lived by the letter of the law. After he had turned over the money changers' tables the day before, they wanted to find some way to stop him. He was rocking their boat, and they were afraid of losing their positions. They decided that it would be better if he was dead. They want to find something they can charge him with to get rid of him. So when they see him walking in the temple, they ask him a leading question. They hope that he will break some religious law so they can charge him. They want to find something they can charge him with to get rid of him. So when they see him walking in the temple, they ask him a leading question. They hope that he will break some religious law so they can charge him. Now, this is the record we have in Mark. And as he was walking in the temple, the chief priests and the scribes and the elders came to him. And they said to him, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority to do these things?" In the 29th verse, he answers them. But Jesus answered and said to them, "I also will ask you one question. Then answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men? Answer me." Jesus knew that they would not answer that question. So the scripture tells us, "And they reasoned among themselves, saying, 'If we say from heaven, he will say, why then did you not believe him? But if we say from men, they feared the people, for all counted John to have been a prophet indeed.' So they answered and said to Jesus, 'We do not know.' And Jesus answered and said to them, 'Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things.'" Jesus knew they would kill him, but the timing had to be his. His destination was the cross from the time of creation. However, his death had to fulfill all the prophecies before his death. Things had to happen, and Jesus made sure they did.